Your knowledge of this program obviously is pretty extensive since you've been here the last couple of years.
I've been here for 2 years. This was my first venture into the college game. Prior to that, I had been the head coach at Highland High School and Manzano High School, which are two 5A caliber programs in Albuquerque, which is where I was born and raised. And so Coach Sharp gave me the opportunity to come here 2 years ago and work as an assistant to her and also serve as her recruiting coordinator for the out-of-state class. And so it's kind of what we've been doing. Like I said, my experience in the college game has been limited to Garden City, but I definitely know the program well, and I know the kinds of players it takes to be an elite-level program because it's kind of what we've been doing for the past 2 years.
And that kind of leads me to my next point as far as your mindset coming in, because you know what you're taking over. You're taking over a program again. You know, you won 22 games 2 years ago. You won almost 30 games last year. And it's been tradition, at least building over the last couple of years. So when you step in, even though you've been in this program now the last couple of years, but when you step in and take over a program like that, what's your mindset coming in?
Well, I think the first thing that I have to do is you know, it's been referenced many times since this has all happened, you know, and that is I can't get caught up trying to replace Alora Sharp. You know, Alora was a one of a kind. She's a coach on the rise. She's one of the brightest young recruiting coordinators, assistant coaches in the business. And I think it would be doing myself a disservice if I got caught up in trying to replace her, because she's not going to be replaced. At the same time, you know, one of the things that I will preach to our new team is the need to not focus on outcomes necessarily or products, but to focus on the process every day. Approach every day in an attempt to get better, and just go to work every single day. And that really, I feel like I can't preach that to the players and then at the same time not practice that every single day here in the office and on the recruiting trail. And so that's really been my focus, is to just kind of say I'm not trying to replace Alora, I'm just trying to be Nick. And in doing that, like I said, hopefully just leave the office every day and hope that the program is better than it was that when we got here that morning. And so just trying to be focused on the product or the process, excuse me, and just work every day to find good players and try and get them here. And like I said, let the cards be, you know, dealt as they may, and we'll wind up with the players that we have. And we're hopeful and that we can gel them together and have the same success we've had in the past. But I think that, again, I would drive myself absolutely insane if I focused on what we've done the last 2 years. And like I said, I wouldn't be practicing what I'm intending to preach to our new players.
I guess the question would be, Nick, because now it's recruiting mode now. And obviously you have a few months to talk to players and get them to come here. And obviously one of the variables there was having Coach Sharp here. So with that in mind now, and now the change in coaching, how do you attack that as far as the recruiting side of things?
Well, I feel really fortunate because I think with the success that we've had, we've been able to get in the ear of players and AAU coaches that we might have not been able to stay in with, you know, a long time. And the truth of the matter is that Garden City last year was an elite level program. You know, we were ranked in the top 10 in the nation for quite a bit of the year, finished 13th. And so that certainly is something that players understand, and that's something that rings to them. And so I feel like we are able to sell ourselves as being one of the best programs in the country. And kids are listening. We feel really good about our in-state class. First of all, is phenomenal. You know, we went to Wichita for 4 out of the 5, and we feel really good about them. All of them contributed, one won a state championship, another lost in the state championship game. So we have a high-level group of kids. A lot of those had signed prior to Alora's departure. And so priority number one was making sure that that in-state class was still on board and still coming, and we were able to do that. And in fact, all of them are going to be here this week to work our camp. And so we're real excited about getting them on campus for the first time. But the in-state class is really good. Now, in terms of out-of-state, like I said, we've gotten a lot of help from the fact that we've had prior success. You know, again, AAU coaches and parents are very open to the fact that, you know, they want their daughters to not necessarily just play at a high-level, high-functioning program, but to play at a program that has a reputation for graduating players and getting them to the next level. And we definitely feel like, you know, with all the success that we had last year, probably our greatest asset has been that every player is assigned to play at a 4-year school. and all of them are moving on, and you know, are that to me is the mark of a junior college program that is thriving, is one that gets great players in but also sends great players out. And so we've been real pleased with the response that we've gotten from a recruiting standpoint, is that, you know, Garden City is a name on the map now in a lot of circles. And so, like I said, every day we just try and approach it and educate more and more people and talk to more and more people. And right now I'm really pleased with where our recruiting is going, and we're hoping to finalize our out-of-state class here in the next few weeks.
All right, as far as in addition to that, and when we talk about JUCO, you're always talking about transition, because you just mentioned 2-year, and then most of that, and you just mentioned the fact that the everybody has gone on to a 4-year institution. So with all that said, the girls that you have coming back, we already talked about the recruiting end. Who do you have coming back as far as returning players?
Well, we don't have quantity, but we do have quality in our returners. You know, we're returning 2 players only from last year's team. One was Allegria Chisholm, guard out of Wichita Heights High School. Started for a big chunk of the year last year. Had some very big double-digit games, and is quietly a considerably a much better player than she's given credit for. Like I said, people forget that Allegria started games for us last year, and you know, in a big game that comes to mind, you know, the win over Hutchinson here at home, you know, Allegria hit some big time shots, and obviously she has an ability to attack the basket and shoot the outside, and she defends well. She's athletic. And so, you know, even though, you know, she's only one of 2 returners, we feel like she has potential to be one of the better players, not only in our program, but in the conference. And so we're real happy to start with her as a base. The second player we have returning is a kid that also has been at Garden City for quite a bit of time. She came to us 2 years ago, played a big role on our team 2 years ago, the 22-win team. Last year was redshirted, and this year is coming back. And she is athletic a kid. Jasmine Christmas is athletic a kid as, you know, anybody in the country has. And she can attack the rim at will, and has really, really worked very hard this off season in improving her medium game and her long game. And we're confident that she will be a tremendous piece, and we're going to look to her to score some points and to get defensive stops for us. And so we feel really good about those 2 players, not necessarily just because of their skill on the floor, but because they're very familiar with the program. And I think something that's overlooked is that because of redshirting, you know, Allegria redshirted her freshman year at Central Arkansas and then has been here in our program for a year. Jasmine obviously played a year, redshirted a year. Essentially, these 2 players are third-year college players, and that experience will be invaluable, especially with a young team like we have coming in. But they're 2 people that essentially are juniors academically, you know, but just from the basketball side of it, are sophomores, redshirt sophomores. And so, you know, we're going to lean on their leadership quite a bit, and, you know, we're just hopeful that they will set the tone for all these young players and make sure that they raise to the elite level that we've been at for the past 2 years.